Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 449 of Power Rangers, Wild Force, episode 31, Taming of the Zords.
It aired on September 28th, 2002, written by Kat Torp and directed by Koichi Sakamoto. That's Catherine Torpy. I wanted to give her proper credit and a cute nickname.
Yes, Tor. She's got like six in a row right now that she's writing.
She does the next two as well.
And she's like the last two or three. So I guess everybody got the flu and she's like, I'll pick up this torch and I'll run with it. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. Josh, I was going to make a whole joke about Baby Yoda from the new Star Wars, but I haven't actually watched it because I don't have Disney Plus yet. But
Me either.
I'm just confused about why Baby Yoda is there. Toys, right? To sell toys.
For toys and to get people talking about a cute Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Baby Yoda is just Baby Groot. Is just Minions. Right?
Yeah. Does he dance when there's any kind of a tune?
I don't know. So far, all I know is he's in a little snuggie, and he's Baby Yoda. He doesn't have a real name.
It's just an animated Funko Pop.
When I first saw it, I was like, how long ago does The Mandalorian take place? Is this actual Baby Yoda 900 years ago, and that's why he's a Funko Pop?
Or it's in the future. This is a new Yoda.
And he got rebirthed like a Deku tree. The Deku tree. He's the Yoda. Baby Yoda is just the Yoda scrub.
Or Yoda found a lady Yoda and they got down. Woo-hoo. And now we have a baby Yoda and it's a whole Yoda family.
Yeah, Baby Yoda is 50 years old.
Well, yeah, because Yoda's like 9,000.
Yeah, he was like 900-something years old. But, like, I will never understand the trope of this race, be it fantasy or sci-fi, it takes a long time to grow up, so we're babies for 50 years.
That is stupid. And also, like, if you're in 50 years into your life... And you're still a dumb, stupid baby.
And you're still a baby?
Your race is idiots.
Like,
because, like, in Interview with the Vampire, what the hell's her name?
Kirsten Dunst?
Kirsten Dunst is, like, a child for, like, 100 years.
Yeah.
But, like, mentally is an adult learned and grew. Because
she's been around for 100 years. Baby Yoda is 50 and is still, like, baba.
Yeah. Intelligence is tied to your experience, not your physical form, but whatever. Yeah. Nobody seems to understand that fiction. So.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing. I don't like it with elves. I don't like it with Baby Yobas. I just never understood it. Also, how'd you keep Baby Yoda a secret for 50 years?
Just like, put him in a swamp.
Like, what was it doing? How's it getting milk if it's 50 years old and all the other Yobas are dead?
That's the thing about Yodas is they drink swamps. Oh! you just put them in there and they're good.
They're good to go. All right, you know what? Fair point. I guess Star Wars is good after all. Anyway, that's all the jokes I have about Baby Yoda. And, my last joke is that his real name might be Garfield.
Garfield Yoda?
Garfield the Yoda.
Garfield T. Yoda.
Yep. T stands for thunder. Anyway, we're going to go watch Taming of the Zords.
Wild time! We're back, and we got Disney Plus and watched the Baby Yoda show.
We watched Baby Yoda, the show, instead.
We didn't do that.
No, instead
we watched this dumb episode of Power Rangers.
I would rather watch Baby Yoda get burped for 50 years than watch that episode we just watched.
If anybody needs a rubber baby buggy bumper, it's Baby Yoda.
It's Baby Yoda.
Do this stuff so we can talk about
Okay, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. Go listen to old episodes up through In Space. There's also the classic feeds, volumes 1 and 2. Those are up through Turbo. In Space will be making its way onto classic feed volume 2 as soon as Josh can.
Yeah, my schedule's thinning out pretty soon.
Nice.
My new availability finally kicks in a month after I submitted it.
That's retail. I was supposed to work today and Wednesday, and I was like, I'm not available those days, even if it's the week of Thanksgiving, so I will not be coming in. Anyway, is the 15 fixed? Is 15 back on there? Did you get that?
It should be.
Sorry, okay, so Volume 1 had a problem with the Ecto-Cooler episode being invisible, much like Uncle Herbert or whatever in the episode, but it's back now.
It was a file name issue, which I fixed, and then I fixed, and then I just updated every episode above it. So it should, everything should still be in order, and that episode should download now. But if I missed one,
beans,
then let me know if there's anything out of order so I can go through the whole list again.
Do it again. It's
because I love maintaining the classic feeds. It's my favorite.
Well, see, the problem is if you just do it right once, it's fine. We never have to worry. But if anything goes wrong at any point in the line, you literally have to fix all of them. Anyway, those are up. You can go listen to our old episodes there. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Sweetie Podcasts, Google Play, sometimes Stitcher, Podknife, Podbay, Podbaby, Podbaby Yoba. For all your favorite Baby Yoba care. What is the word I'm trying to think of?
Tips and tricks tips for and your tricks. Baby Yoda.
Get your best Baby Yoba. And Baby Yoba Podcast. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, how to maintain your Baby Yoda. It's just a maintenance podcast.
Yeah. It's just, you know.
We basically just read the instruction manual for a Baby Yoda. Yeah.
You know, when you get a Baby Yoba, and it's like, it's going to be like this for at least 50 years.
Well, it's 50 years old, and it's. It looks like a maybe 6-month-old baby. So for 100 years,
you have a baby,
and then you have a toddler for the next like 300 years.
Oh my god! How long does it take them to just grow up? Get a job, Baby Yoba. You're 50.
You should be thinking about retirement.
Jeepers. And anyway, you can go leave a rating review in any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/ Hey Jake and Josh for as little as $1 a month. You get some cool stuff in return. You get Teddy and Jenna from Beverly Hills review episodes, which we definitely need to do some more of soon. And we will. Don't worry. We're like 2 weeks ahead, so maybe like next week or the week after we'll just do that instead of recording these since we're ahead right now. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I have it somewhere. I don't know where it got put. It's around.
Well, I mean, look, it's only $11. If I got to send you another one, I will.
I don't think that's necessary.
You don't want me to have spent three times the amount as anybody else?
Spent $33 on Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighter? I think that's enough for the license.
Look, I'm trying. I'll put a cool grand down on the license. They're not doing anything with it. They can't be making a lot of money off of it. Anyway, patreon.com, early episodes, bonus episodes, to help support your boys so we can finally get Disney Plus and see what all the fuss about Baby Yoba's about. It's Monday, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just jump right into this episode?
Yep.
So we start off on the song, just right away. Just the first thing.
That's just me flipping my desk over.
Just
I yelled at the TV. I was like, come on.
Stop it.
Why? Okay, so this is Tor's signature calling card, right? She puts this fucking song in every episode the song. She writes.
Do you still have the list pulled? Did she write Sing Song?
Did she write this song? That's the question.
And she just wants all those residuals.
Let's see. Sing Song.
I think it was Jill Donnellan, but it might have been Tor.
It was Jill Donnellan.
Jill Donnellan. What
that wrote Sing Song?
What blackmail did Jill Donnellan have on Catherine Torpy to be like, you better put the song in every episode?
I hate this. Every time the song comes on, I immediately just hate the episode.
Why always the song? Like, so the best part about this is that in a minute, the Rangers are going to be like, oh, this song. So they, in universe, they're sick of it.
Well, maybe it's Big Saban that's like, used this song. We commissioned it. You're going to put it in.
We're getting our money's worth out of it.
And Catherine's like, all right, I'm going to put it in. But man, I hate this song. And so do all the Rangers now.
We cut over to, so we start with the song and they're singing it in the field to the deer. And then we cut to the pool and Kite's looking in it. And Kite's like, oh, the song. And Max is like, do you remember anything yet? Anything clicking? And he says something about how, like, I feel like I've known Merrick for a very long time. But he doesn't. And then we cut to an alleyway where in comes, it's Lion Tamer Org. I call him Ringling Man.
So, orgs take the form of whatever object that they possess.
Yep.
So this one possessed an actual human lion tamer. Because it's not like whip org.
I feel like it's a lion tamer hat org.
It's a lion tamer, but it's not just like hat. I mean, it could just be the hat, I guess.
What if he possessed the whole outfit?
Maybe. It was on a mannequin and he just took that.
Did that whole thing.
He doesn't have a stool, so I don't know how he's going to keep the lion at bay.
He's got to rely on the whip a lot more than normal. So he's like, all right, kitty, I'm lion. There's a little cat there. He's like, kitty, I'm a lion tamer org, and I control all the animals, so do a trick. And he like whips the ground near it, and the cat looks at him like, I'm a cat. I do exactly what I want and nothing else.
The cat looks away from him. And he's like, come on, just listen to me. And the cat's just like not even looking at him. Which that is a thing that cats do when they're done with you. They're just like, they just look away.
I will ignore you until you disappear forever.
Or it's time for food because there's a latch on the food box that I can't open because I don't have thumbs.
So Ringling Man's like, oh, come on, kitty, just do a trick for me. It's my only thing. And Toxica and Jindrax come up as he like falls off a loading dock. Like, there's, like, face plants.
Yeah, the cat runs away, and I think he chases after it, but trips on his own feet and falls off the loading dock.
And so Jindrax is like, how is this loser going to help me get revenge on the Power Rangers? Tatsu's like, well, right, let's just, like, see what we can do. And as they walk over to him, he's, like, sitting on the ground, and they're like, what was that, man? He's like, it only works on big animals, so if I had some of those, I could probably do my trick. And they're like, well, I know some big animals you could, Toxic says this, I know some big animals that you could probably tame.
She knows five big animals.
Five. And I'm thinking, oh, the Zords.
That's exactly what I thought.
Well, stay tuned, everybody. So we cut from there back to the Rangers. And it's like 6 a.m. And all the Rangers stumble into like the little dining room area of the Animarium. And Taylor's like, oh, that song. Yes, and Danny's like, I can't sleep in anymore because it plays every morning at 6.
Taylor comes in, she's like, every morning we have to hear this stupid song.
And like, we know it's so loud you can hear it from space. Like it reaches all the way down to the ground. So everyone on the Animarium just hears it the whole time.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, the song is terrible. I hate hearing it. And then Princess Shayla comes in like, you should appreciate the song because the Zords like the song. And they're like, okay, Boomer. And before anything can get going with this, Kite's like, the Wild Zords? And then the pool squirts. It's like, there's an org somewhere. And they're like, we're going to go. We need to leave right now.
Thank God the song is over. We're out of here. I don't want to talk to you about this song or why you're wrong about why we need to like it because you like it.
Yeah, it's so terrible. I'm trying to think of a good comparison of like, it's like when your parents watch something that you just absolutely hate, but you're a kid and don't have a TV in your room yet, you know, and like you can't do anything about it. So you just have to watch like NCIS. you just have to watch NCIS every time. All 900 episodes that exist and are on every channel all the time when you're at your parents' house. Something like that. So they go, Cole's like, all right, Kite, you stay here with Princess. We're going to run down. We're going to take care of this orc. So they go to face the orc and they get there and the orc's like, I'm going to tame you because you're animals. And I went, oh no.
Yeah. That's a pretty fair reaction. And then Alyssa's like, no, you'll never tame me. And charges at him.
Yep.
And he makes a ring of fire and then cracks his whip and tells her to jump through it. And she does.
And then
it gets a little sketch, a little sus.
Ooh, this is someone's very specific fetish. Yes, sir.
This season kickstarted, I think, everything known as kinks now.
I think somehow...
He cracks a whip and she purrs while she scratches her head.
She literally turns into a cat and he scratches her head and she meows and purrs after he commanded her. This is just pet play.
There's a whole ass episode of CSI about rich people who hire girls to pretend to be cats.
Uh-huh. Because it's thing.
Weird.
And like, look, I'm not going to yuck any yums. If that's what you're into, that's fine. I don't think it should be on Power Rangers, and I don't think it should be secretly on Power Rangers. Because they're not. It's not like that CSI episode where they're just talking about the thing. Like, they're just doing the thing. And she's like totally into it until she realizes what's going on.
In 10 minutes from now in the episode, they will start to say that he cast the spell.
Uh-huh.
But until then, it's like, why? What is happening?
Yeah, so...
like, it's obviously a spell, but there's no... I mean, it's just the crack of a whip. There's no effect to let you know there's any magic happening.
Yeah.
It's just like, he cracks the whip and you listen to what he says.
And it's a Power Rangers monster, so you just kind of take it as given, like, that he can do this thing, and this is how he does the thing, and, like, that's that. I thought maybe there's going to be something where they have to get the whip away from him, but that never happened.
The whole big fight, which is, like, the back whole half of this episode, is very frustrating.
Yeah, it seems like it forgets what it's doing a lot. We'll get there. So she's there getting scratched on her head like a good kitty. And
don't say good kid on this podcast.
And then someone's like, Alyssa, and she's like, oh, and she's like, scampers back to them. And then Danny, a closet freak, is like, that was a really good jump you did. It was perfect.
No.
And she's Danny. Like, yeah, thanks. And then Taylor's like, you don't remember how he made you do the jump? And she's like, oh, yeah, I didn't even mean to do that. He just told me to when I did it. And they're like, yeah. And they're like, well, we should probably beat him up about it.
Yeah, and then Taylor's like, good luck taming all five of us.
And then he snaps his whip again and tells them all to sit. And so they all assume... Animal positions,
kind of. I had to rewind it and pause it so I could take a note of what they're all doing.
Okay, please tell the people.
Okay, so Alyssa is sitting on her knees in that, like, hero sit that kids do.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it's called. Like a hero. When you sit on your knee, you're on your knees, but your butt is also on the ground.
Yes.
It's really bad for your knees, and you shouldn't do it, and you shouldn't let your kids do it.
Sure.
Taylor is sitting on her butt with her knees up and her arms wrapped around her legs.
Yeah.
Like how a bird does.
Sure.
Cole is just straight up doing a cat sit. He's got his knees bent up while Luigi style with his hands on the ground.
Yep.
Danny's presenting. And Max is planking.
You know, okay. The one good thing about this. At least they're not unmorphed.
That's true.
I was so worried that there was going to come a point in this episode where the unmorphed Rangers were made to act like kitties. And that is absolutely someone's thing on the writing staff. So, let me just scroll past this a little bit. So then, the Rangers are just sitting, doing nothing, and the Dukes come up and like, yeah, great job, you tamed the Rangers. And instead of like, let's make them just like be our animals or whatever weird thing we want them to do, they're like,
right.
Cool, let's see how big we can go with this. Eat these beans.
You have the Rangers literally sitting on the ground waiting for you to kill them.
Yeah.
Like, they're not doing anything, and you're like, I bet you could take the Zords.
Right, like, yeah, probably, but like... kill the Rangers first.
Yeah, kill the Rangers. Then you can definitely have the Zords.
So he's like, yeah.
Wait. They do need the Rangers to call the Zords.
Okay, maybe that's it. Why wouldn't you retame the Rangers?
Because he's too... It only works on things that are the same size as him. As established by the cat.
I think you got a point there. So they're like, eat these beans. He's like, well, I don't want to do that. We know what happens when you eat the beans. And Jenner's like, nah, I ate the beans. I'm fine. Eat the beans. They literally force feed him beans. He grows. He's like, looks like I made it to big time.
Yeah, he hates the idea of eating the beans, and then he eats the beans, and he's like, this is great.
I love
this. I'm glad this happened to me against my will.
And then Toxica's like, ooh, what a big monster. Rangers, you probably want to call the Wild Zords right now, right? And they're like, this is suspicious. And then Taylor's like, who cares? Let's do it.
It's like, why did Taylor make the dumb call?
It's like, Taylor, I get you're being cocky about this. Like, yeah, we'll just beat him up anyway. But like, he just made you all sit down like animals.
I wish they knew about the cat, because then they could be like, no, this is how we beat him. He can't tame us now.
Cut his legs off. Just inch by inch. Chop him down.
Work our way up until there's nothing left. Just a bunch of slices on the ground.
And that'll all turn into foam. We'll have a bunch of kids come play in it. It's probably very poisonous. I would not play in monster foam. It'll send you to another dimension. So
made of bones or cages.
Yeah, or, you know.
Or it's just black and really foggy.
It's a black void, or it's like an island. Sometimes just like an island somewhere. So then he's like, all right. So they call the Zords down, and Ringling Man's like, Red Lion, jump through the hoop. And Red Lion does this. And Cole's like, why did you do that? And it's like, well, you saw Alyssa do it. And Alyssa's got a human brain. Red Lion has just a big kitty cat brain, as far as
and
I can tell.
He's literally a lion. Like, this is what the Lion Tamer was made for.
It's Lion Tamer Org. Y'all. Come on. So,
at least don't start with the lion. So yeah. Just a conga zord or something to start.
Right. Like, I don't know. What are some, like, famously hard to tame animals? I don't know.
I
don't know a lot of giraffes that do tricks. Maybe start with that one.
Like a rhino?
Rhino. You can't teach a rhino anything. Call rhino down. So, but no, Red Lion does that. And he's like, all right, now all of you combine. And so he makes them into the Megazord. And they're like, oh, beans. And there's this weird picture-in-picture thing. This is the rest of the episode, by the way. So,
right, we got about 5 minutes left.
Yeah. So a little picture-in-picture circle pops up of Ringling Man going like, now presenting my attraction, number one attraction, the giant Megazord under my control, or something like that. And Toxica and Jindrak like, run off to go get on a building to get good seats. By which I mean they are going to be professional wrestling commentators for the rest of this episode.
Yeah, like at a circus?
I guess circus. Well, it turns into a wrestling show.
It's definitely. I think they're going more for like
boxing.
But it's definitely. No, it's definitely wrestling because they straight up call a hip toss.
Yeah.
So.
Also, they're like, ooh, knee to the chest. That was a low blow. And if it was a knee that wasn't a low blow, this is a breadbasket. Come on. So they're doing commentator. They're stoked about this. So they go do commentary.
They have big name placards on the commentary table.
They have microphones, and like Jindrax is the color commentator and Toxica is the play-by-play. It's my favorite part of the episode.
Oh yeah, in a walk.
They're doing that. The Rangers are like, why are you doing this? And he's like, all right, Megazord, kill those little Rangers now. And so we cut up, and Kite's like, why are they doing that? And Shale's like, I guess they must be under some kind of spell.
Yeah, no crap.
And I feel like she also was pretty turned on by watching Alyssa meow like a kitty.
Yeah, she's sitting next to like an 8-year-old.
She's like, oh. I have no idea. Don't worry about it.
Kite, why don't you go help the Rangers?
I gotta go one out. So, do I have to bleep that? I feel like that.
I think we might have to bleep a lot this episode. I might have to bleep one out. I might have to bleep good kitty.
No, I feel like that's on the line. I don't know about one out, though. And if I do decide to bleep it, now I gotta bleep three.
So. I have cussed a couple times.
Yeah, oh, well, hey, it's gonna be one of those episodes. Everybody. So we cut back down. Cole's like, don't kill us. You're our Zords. We're like the same. We share a bond.
He says like our hearts are connected.
And he's like, I don't
care.
Red
Lion? And the Red Lion's like, I'm gonna eat you because I am a lion.
You don't bond with, I mean, some people do.
Yeah, but I still, and I've seen all the videos of like this trainer went back to the jungle, or not the jungle, the savannah, and like the lion that they raised was there and came up and hugged him. And those are very cute. But also that lion would eat you if it had to.
Oh, absolutely. Like if that lion's hungry and there's no gazelles around, like you're up.
It comes running at you and you're like, oh, it's gonna give me a hug, and it just rips your throat out.
There was like this whole pride of lions that had like a legit taste for human flesh, because like some poachers came to try to kill them and they ate the poachers and they were like, this rules, actually. And so then they it wasn't like exclusively poachers, but they were the people most likely to be out in the dark, not very, you know, prepared.
Right.
And so they just went around hunting poachers. It's like, oh, you hate to see it.
Do you?
Couldn't happen to a nicer group of people. So Cole's like, please don't kill me. And then Merrick, it's about to slice him in half with the sword. And Merrick stops it. And he's in the Predazord. And he's like, here I am. So he's like, Predazord, do what I say, Ringling Man says. And it doesn't do anything. And so he just gets punched with the wolf sword. And Ginger's is like, why did that happen? Tarzan says, well, I think it's because he's still got a pilot.
It's a great way to deliver exposition.
I actually enjoy it.
Yeah, if I did not start this episode so mad at that song.
Right?
This is a very season one callback episode, I think. Everything about it is like that same formula.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, the thing that this season has that not a lot of the past couple seasons, at least since like Turbo, is like this season has like gimmick episodes.
Yeah.
Where like, here's the thing that's happening. Like, season one was all about the gimmicks. Like, this episode, Billy and Kimberly's brains are swapped. This is, you know, cleanup day at the park. You know, like they had like things.
Yeah.
Which I really missed, and I didn't realize it until this season where they're doing it again. I'm like, oh, I do like that a lot.
I think that's the only thing that's missing from this episode is that they are not doing anything in their lives outside of power ranging.
Yeah, I'm hoping next season and specifically the season after that, because the next two seasons are like high school seasons again. I'm hoping we get a lot more like Power Rangers not power ranging and like being people and like having social lives and doing stuff, because
having to balance like a regular life with also being a Power Ranger.
Yeah, because I really miss that. I really like that a lot. So they go back to fighting. We get a Shayla cut. She's like, Rangers, what if you get in the Kongazord? Cut back. They call the Kongazord.
This is part one of why this is so frustrating. Is Shayla sees what the monster's power is.
Uh-huh.
And she says to the Rangers, let's give him more of them.
Yep. And knowing that, like, because the commentary, presumably everyone can hear. I don't know how diegetic it is.
Yeah, they never react to it, but.
Yeah. But presumably at least Shayla can hear it. So maybe she heard, like, if it's got a pilot, it can't be controlled. So she's like, well, if you get in your Zords and you pilot, then you won't. But, like, the problem is, if you slip up for 1 second, you are in trouble. Right?
Yep.
So they call the Kongazord. They're in just like individual animal forms. So the Bear Brothers do something. Gorilla throws some bananas. And they're like in the process of saying like, well, that's kind of a weird weapon, bananas. And then Toxica gets hit with a giant banana.
Yeah, Toxica's like, how effective is throwing fruit anyway? And then a giant banana like falls on her and she's stuck.
She's like, get this thing off of me. And he's like, all right, hey, well, give me a hand. Just don't let me do it. So
this means that every time the gorilla throws big bananas, they rain down on the buildings below the fight.
Yeah, yep, there's just big bananas everywhere. You solve world hunger with, or are they robot bananas?
Oh yeah, they might not be edible bananas.
Yeah, it was hard to eat robot.
Gotta crack
bananas.
One open and take a look at the guts.
Crack open a cold robot banana with the boys and see what's in there. So then they put it together, but it's striker mode because its pants are the bison. And the bison's busy, so it's the Kongazord Striker, and they're like saying this like it's a new cool toy, even though you could just buy the separate toys and put them together that way. They do a little like lockup, and then it gets Wildzord just knees Kongazord right in the beans.
I think you mean the chest.
A little low for a chest. But also, we know from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie that there is a knee in the nuts button.
There is.
Built into every Megazord, I assume. There's just break glass in case of emergency. Boom, knee it right in the crotch. Then it does a hip toss, and Generation's like, and there's a hip toss. So then Ringling Man makes the lion call the giraffe and elephant. So they start fighting. And then we get another Shayla cut. And it's like, you got called a deer zord.
Yeah, give him that one too.
Yeah, because like, here's the thing. Like, you're going to separate one of the arm, like the black bear from this one. It's not going to be controlled. You're just giving him a new weapon in the form of a big bear.
Yeah, Shayla is dumb.
She's pretty stupid, I think.
Shayla, you stupid.
Yeah. Like, very. So they call that. They're like, and then Jenner's like, it's the Kongo Zord Striker Clutcher. And I'm like, ooh, that's a bad name.
Yeah, this will happen a couple of times. We're going to go through a couple new Zord variations. He just keeps adding different nouns to the end.
Yeah.
Every time, like, a new Zord switches in.
Yeah. On the one hand, I kind of like it. On the other hand, I wish they were more clever. Like, Kongo Zord Striker makes sense. It's got soccer pants on. So.
Right.
Sure. But, like, the Striker Clutcher is like, well, how different is that? If half the body is different, I get that. But if it's just the arm, I don't know.
Can't even use your hands in soccer.
Right? Can't clutch anything unless you're a goalie. But I don't think this is a goalie. Goalies don't typically do the field goal kicks. They're not called field goals.
I think they're just soccer goals.
Yeah. They're on a field.
Or just goals.
Yeah.
Hashtag goals.
Big soccer pants. Armadillo shoes. So Toxica is like, they're probably going to use the Deer Zord's healing power to fix the other Zords. And then that doesn't happen. So they just wanted to remind you of something that could happen. So when it doesn't, you're like, oh, the Rangers didn't get to do this thing. I don't really remember what happens. They go back to fighting. Shayla's like, we cut up to Shayla. She's like mad at someone. She's like, oh, how do they get out of this? And then she looks to the side and Kite's just gone.
Is that when they disengage the black bear to get the deer, and he immediately takes the black bear,
hops right over. So now it's the wild Zord spear. They did the spear and shield for a minute.
Yeah, and now it's the spear and knuckle.
Yeah, it's a spear and knuckle. I do like the spear shield combo. I feel like I had a note about. Oh yeah, okay. So they at some point, Jindrax is like. Like the spear and shield is unbeatable. And Tasha was like, you can say that again. He's like, okay. The spear and shield. And she's like, Jindrax is a finger speech. So Sheila is mad at how the Power Rangers, I think it's because it's the spear and knuckle. And she's like, oh, I just gave them, they just got the black bear. How could I have foreseen this? And then she's mad at that.
You
and
stupid looks over idiot. Shayla, you just made the list.
She looks over and Kite's not there, and she's like, "Whoa, Kite!" And then we smash cut to Kite running down the middle of a road, like a city street, just straight down the middle.
Yeah, you can see cars in the background driving on the road.
Like, you dumb baby, what are you doing? And he's like, "I gotta help," and so he's running there. Kongazor gets knocked down, and all the Rangers get spit out, and so then the Kongazor gets taken under control. They switch their arms back so they're regular, and they're like, well, now we're going to beat up the Predazord, so it's a handicap match. And they just basically beat the piss out of the Predazord until Merrick gets knocked out.
Yeah.
And but I don't know if the Predazord is like gets like, I don't think they specifically like take it under control, but like it's available to do that now.
Yeah, when it gets knocked down, it also falls apart because we see each individual Zord hit the ground.
Okay, so like, I don't know. Done with that one.
But I don't know why he doesn't like. Unless he does take them, and he's just like, go over there.
Chill over here.
We'll put you. You're on the bench.
Yeah, you're on the bench with the deer because the deer's just not doing anything. And same thing with the elephant at this point. I don't know. So several Zords have just been sidelined. So Kite runs in right before they're about to like slash the Power Rangers with the big sword and kill them. And he's like, no! And then, that's in a second. So the Dukes are gloating, and they're like, yeah, we're going to win. We got this. And then Tasha, like, looks over really suddenly and sees a Kite running down the middle of a street. She's like, it's that kid again.
I want to go back a little bit. I forgot to talk about this when it was happening. While the Rangers are still in the Kongazord and they're arguing with each, not arguing with each other, but like stressing about, we can't beat up our friends, our, the Zords, our good buddies. Yeah,
because they're like, we need to destroy them. And Ellis's like, we can't destroy our Zords.
Why did the idea of trying to kill the Lion Tamer Org not cross any of their minds at all?
You know, it's a good, they still got those animal brains from when they were told to sit earlier. So that's what's going on, I guess. I don't know. I thought that there was going to be at least a portion of this episode where they at least someone says out loud, we need to get the whip away from him. That's where the control comes from. Nope. They don't even think about him. They're like, well, our Megazords are taking over, so let's just worry about that and give him more Megazords until we die.
Yeah, it's not even like we need to break the whip. They don't even think we should punch him.
Yeah, they're like, no.
We'll keep fighting our friends. It's fine. And Shayla just keeps giving us more friends to fight, so this is perfect.
Yeah, great job, Shayla. Megazords, like, swipes at the Rangers, and it's about to, like, it blast. It, like, does blast them, and they get, like, knocked out, and then, like, all of the Zords kind of gather around the Power Rangers. Presumably they're about to stomp them into mush. And Kite runs in. He's like, no, remember. And a wind starts blowing on him. And Merrick literally says, I know this wind.
Come on. I get it's like a magic ancient wind or whatever. And he's always summoned to the fight by a wind that blows through Roy's open window or whatever his name is.
His name's Willie. Show some respect.
Willie, that's right. Willie.
We will also accept Earl in deference to the sandwich master.
Close your windows, Willie.
I mean, look, it's 2002, doesn't have central AC. Who knows how warm it is there?
That's true.
It's September, so probably not very in the Pacific Northwest.
But also, like, we've all figured it out. We know that he's at least the spirit of Animus.
So my little brother had to work today, and he came home at like, I don't know, like 10 minutes into while we were watching this, because he spilled his breakfast on his pants. So he just spilled a bunch of chocolate milk on his pants. He had to come home and change. And he came in right as this is happening to Kite. And he's like, is that Animus? And I'm like, I think so. And then 1 second later, Merrick's like, remember, I know that wind. And I was like, yeah, I think it's definitely Animus. The elephant sword stops right before it cuts Kite. Like, it's like a foot above. And like, just the sheer, the wind pressure from stopping that quick would absolutely kill that little boy. But then Kite passes out because he told them to stop. But it did break the spell.
It
somehow
was the wind. He had to conjure up all that wind, and it pooped him out.
It just whoosh. He's just plum tuckered, and so he faints, and they catch him. Like, whoa, Kite, what happened? And then the other Wild Zords, he's like, all right, Wild Zords, get back to killing them, says Ringling Man. And they both just, like, turn to him like, oh, that's not what's going to happen.
This doesn't work anymore.
So then he's like, hey, do what I say. Hey, what are we doing here? And then he just gets punched in the face by the Bear Zord and then slashed with the Pachyderm sword. I don't remember what it's called. It's like Pachyderm punch.
It's like Pachyderm crusher or something.
It's like Pachyderm pressure, I think. It's because definitely alliterative. But yeah, so he gets hit with that, and then he falls down, and the Ranger's like, let's call more Zords that aren't spell broken. Okay, maybe I would worry about that, and seeing as you have two big Zords, I'd be like, why don't you just punch him about the head, neck, and shoulders until he dies? But they call down the Isis Megazord, and they get in, and they do the murder on him, and he dies. As this is happening, they, like, look over at the Dukes, and Jinrax is like, Tatsuka, they are looking right at us.
Yeah,
like,
the Isis Megazord is staring right at us.
And she's like, we gotta go, let's go. And so they get up to run, and then Jinrax stops, runs back, picks the microphone up, and signs off. He's like, well, that's gonna be it for us for this week. And she's like, come on! She pulls him, they, like, teleport away, and then we just get a shot of the power, and the Zords being like, we did it, we won. And then we go to commercial, we come back. When Kite passed out before they called the Isis Megazord, they're like, Merrick, this kid's your responsibility now. So he's just holding Kite. So he cut back, they're unmorphed.
He's not like cradling him. Like, he's not down with him in any way. They come back.
He's holding him.
He's just standing, like, holding him. Like, he just caught him falling out of a tree. And he's like, I have a baby?
He's like, what do I do with this?
And what do I do with this Yoda?
who gave me this Yoba? I don't want this. Why does it look like a Funko Pop? Other than the fact that you can sell a Funko Pop of it and it will look the same.
Here's the other thing. Yoda did not just have big black eyes. Yoda had regular eyes.
Because it's baby Yoba. So when you're baby, your eyes are bigger because they're the same size as when you're fully grown because your eyes never...
Right, but they still have like the three layers of eyes. It's not like when you're born, your eyes aren't just big pupils.
No, he sheds them as he grows. It's got layers of black covering and they shed while baby Yoba becomes toddler Yoba, becomes kid Yoba.
Do you think it takes like
500 years?
35 years for the umbilical cord to fall off.
Oh, yeah. Like an incredibly long amount of time. Yeah.
Baby's a gross kind of.
Like he doesn't get teeth until he's like 98. He can't walk until he's 100, which is why he's got his little egg chair that floats around in.
You have to pass your baby Yoda down through generations to be raised.
Well, no, because presumably you're also going to be very old for a long time.
Only if you're a Yoda.
Because you're a regular Yoda.
We don't even know where Yodas come from.
Here's the thing. So the Mandalorian, played by Pedro Pascal, a very handsome man who has to cover his face the whole time for this show, is like given Baby Yoba, and he's like, this, you're Baby Yoba's dad now. Baby Yoba is older than you. Baby Yoba was born before you were. And also, you're probably going to die before Baby Yoba gets out of diapers.
He looks a little bit like the baby from Dinosaurs, but less charming.
So what you're saying is Baby Yoba gotta love him.
You gotta.
Gotta love him. So anyway, we got...
And Mandalorian is not the mama.
Not the mama. So we come back. Do you think Mandalorian's gonna end with the extinction of the dinosaurs like the show The Dinosaurs did? Like they ended with the meteor striking Earth and killing the dinosaurs.
The last line of the show is the baby being like, it's very cold.
That's incredibly dark. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, it ends with the Ice Age. It doesn't end with the meteor, I don't think.
Well, the meteor, it destroys, you know.
The meteor strikes it, then is the Ice Age. But yeah, it ends with them about to freeze to death.
Yeah, you know, for kids.
You know, like Muppets.
They're like big dinosaur Muppets.
A Jim Henson production.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so we come back from the commercial break, and Merrick is just still holding, like, its arms are out, and he's still holding Kite, whose neck is dangling. It cannot be very comfortable. And they're like, whoa, Kite's unconscious still. And he's like, yeah, I felt that wind 3,000 years ago. And they're like, what? How? And he's like, I don't know. And they look over at all the Megazords, and it's the Predazord.
So when we're down on the ground, they turn towards the camera and look up at the Megazords.
Uh-huh.
And then it cuts to a far shot 5 seconds before it fades out. And they're facing away from the Megazords. And it's like this movie poster of the three Megazords behind them while they look at the camera and Mary's holding Kite.
Yep. They turn around to look at the Zords and we cut back and they're facing. They're like, we're not going to look at them. Also, there's Predazord. There's the Wild Megazord, and there's the Congo Megazord. Or not the Congo, the Isis Megazord. And then the gorilla is just there. Because Congo Megazord, and I assume the Bear Brothers are like just off to the side. Because the Congo Megazord's pants are now on the Isis Megazord. Stole the pants. So it's just, I thought it was just going to be like the top half of it just sitting on the ground. Like, well, you know.
What are you going to do? You got no pants.
I'm the baby, gotta love it. And that is the end of our episode.
It's the strangest final shot.
It's so weird. It's like they're trying to build to something. But what?
But they
I
just
could
like,
not tell you.
They just killed a monster. Like nothing new really happened.
No, like they got all their Zords back. But like you only lost them this episode.
Yeah, they didn't like if you don't watch this, you don't miss anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we learned that Kite has magic powers that we kind of already knew
we
about.
We knew that already.
Yes. Anyway, Josh, I started.
Shayla loves a good kitty. That's what we learned.
Mm. Good kitty.
The best is the commentary.
Best is the commentary. What's the worst?
I was going to worst the song at the beginning, but now I think I have to worst the good kitty stuff.
I don't want to yuck any yums. I'm just going to worst the really weird boner I got from that scene.
Okay. Well, Steve Jobs is going to call us and cancel us.
Oh, we're going to be a Stitcher exclusive after this one. Oh, no. I think the worst is starting it with the song. I think my actual worst is starting it with the song and then having the Rangers go, "That song sucks," because we know it sucks and everyone hates it. And then Chandler going, "You should like the song." Yeah. Because people older than you made that song.
For the purpose of it being scored at the end of the season, I am going to worst the song at the beginning. But
okay.
All that Alyssa stuff made me feel real icky.
it's someone's thing. Like, you know, it's someone's thing.
But there's a whole conversation about like free will and what all of that means in there. And we can't get into that on our stupid show for babies.
I think the politics of it are not great in this episode. Anyway, the MVP, who that? Who MVP?
MVP is the kitty cat at the beginning of the episode.
Oh, that's a good call.
That was like, I'm not taking this. I'm getting out of here.
She's like, piss off. I'm going to say MVP Baby Yoba. No, I think it's it's very early in the morning, everybody.
It's almost noon. Well, here.
Yeah, I know. It's almost 11 here. I've been up for a long time. I don't know. I'm going to say that MVP is also the kitty cat because I don't know who else I could give it to.
I would have liked.
Oh, no. I'm going to give it to Toxic and Jindrax as commentators.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to Chet Lemon and Black Snow as commentators.
I would have liked, because here's the thing, right? He establishes this right away that his power only works on big animals, which I assume means animals his size.
Right.
They should have just brought in like a little kitty zord. It should have just tied back. Like that cat should have meant something instead of just being like, this is the rules.
Like a couple episodes ago, because I just edited it yesterday, there was it was an episode 445. I don't remember what that one was.
That's the one that I just put up.
That's the one that just went up. But there's a part where we're in the animarium and you notice that there's like a footstool that looks like a kitty cat that you thought was a real cat, but it's just like a little statue of a cat. And you're like, I want that cat to be a Zord. And I was like, yes, a little kitty cat Zord would be great. This should have been the payoff of that thing that we thought up 20 years later, I think.
Yes.
Or 17 years there, however long. Anyway, yeah. Now we got to rank it.
I don't know. The Rangers do spend a giant fight actively not fighting the monster.
That's pretty egregious.
And Shayla is like, oh, he can tame our wild zords. You should call all of them in. you should put them all right there so he can take them.
Yeah. Yep. So
What about Never Give Up?
Never Give Up is not a great episode, and they keep saying, never give up, never give up, never give up. And I like the through line of that being, like, their friendship, but it does, like, in practice, it doesn't really work.
I think if I could take the song goggles off and the weird and the weird Alyssa stuff, I think this is a fun idea for an episode. And just because of that, I think it's better than Never Give Up.
Yeah. Click Click Zoom had a monster that turned people invisible, but to no other detriment. So I think it's better than that. After that is Darkness Awakening. That's the Master Org. This is the second episode where Master Org comes in, and we talked about this. I think Unfinished Business is the episode that just went up, and that's above that. Is this better than Zenaku coming back?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So I think below Unfinished Business, above Darkness Awakening.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
All right. Coming in. Number 25, Taming of the Zords. Not Taking of the Zords. I wrote Taming and you just didn't want me to say that.
You've never said Taming before in your life. You meant Taking.
I tried spelling it. Every time I wrote like Tame. Like every time he took over a Zord in my notes, I wrote Tame. And every time it was like Take? Tail? Tane? And I was like, that's not a word. What are you doing? Anyway, Taming of the Zords coming in. Number 25. That's going to do it for us for today. Josh, what are we watching on Friday?
It's going to be a real fun, great episode called...
I will tell you that I didn't look, I saw it and I forgot what it's about, but the thumbnail is Taylor, so that always makes me wonder, maybe it's a Taylor episode.
It is called Monitoring Earth.
That's weird. Probably not about Taylor.
Probably not.
Well, I guess we're going to find out on Friday, but until then,
may the power protect you. I'm recording.
Recording now, too. Yeah, we record these ones, John.
Look, it's been 5 days. You know, like it. A typical Wednesday to Monday.
We've done it 400 times.
We've done it significantly less this way.
You're right. Fair. All right.
Look, I've been staying up way too late.
Just playing Pokemon like a damn teenager.
Yep. Hiding under my blankets from my girlfriend.